The two researchers from the University of Fairbanks School of Fisheries and Ocean Sciences have just secured funding and will now gather data and brainstorm ideas. Chris Sanito, a seafood technology specialist, says pollock roe can be a tricky food.
I would say it's kind of mild tasting in the raw state, but once it's cooked, it develops a little bit of a metallic flavor, so not very desirable.
Which is why it'll take experimentation to develop product forms that flatter pollock roe's flavor profile. And with roe value declining across all markets, it might be a good time for some innovation. A report from NOAA Fisheries says pollock roe value is at a historic low, yet it still brings in the high profit. According to the same report, the average price of pollock roe was a little more than $6 per kilo in 2014. That's compared to the second most expensive product, pollock fillets, which cost about half as much at $3.30 per kilo. Sanito and his research partner, Quentin Fong, write in their proposal that they want to cater to tastes in East Asian countries. They plan to come up with possible products and do consumer studies. However, first comes a lot of brainstorming, a lot of research, and a lot of consultation. Sanito says nothing is off the table.
We're going to look at a lot of different ways to use pollock roe. And I mean, there's already in development, you know, people looking at salad dressings with pollock roe. In Japan, a very popular way to eat pollock roe is cracked or just opened up onto hot pasta, and it's kind of clings to the spaghetti noodles.
The project recently won almost $69,000 in funding from the Pollock Conservation Cooperative Research Center. Sanito says the first part of research will be looking at product concepts, which they'll start doing in the next few weeks. I'm Kayla Deroche.